Managers still meeting at home plate with the plate meeting going on. Dakota Kilgore, the home plate umpire, all geared up with the headset, with the earpiece rather, and all the technology. They'll have the challenge system here at Joker Marchant Stadium. So each team gets two challenges, as you know by now, if you paid attention to the opening series against the Hammerheads. You win your challenge, you keep it, you lose it, then you're down to one, and then sometimes you're down to none. Sometimes quite early, as we have found out from the Hammerheads and the Mets. This is a big ballpark, very spacious here. The spring training home to the Detroit Tigers, you're looking at 340 down the left field line, about the same down the right field line with the high wall. Center field, good luck. It's 420 feet out to dead center. Do not see many home runs out there. You know what this ballpark does show a lot of? Triples.
That makes sense. Balls get down deep into center field, and center fielder can't get to it. A lot of room to run around with. Something interesting to note as well, Adam, the pie slice, which is here, of course, for the first half of the FSL. They do it a little bit different over here at Joker Marchant Stadium. With the it's not two just straight lines. There's a couple little holes in between there. Two different ways you can do it.
Yeah, pie slice is in effect in the Florida State League's first half. Those lines drawn from the back corner of second base, fanning out towards the outfield grass. We have solid white chalk lines at Clover Park, but here in Lakeland, they decided to do three stripes on the left side, shortstop side, four stripes on the second base side. Not sure the reasoning for that. Do know that some teams opt to have the gaps in between the lines to help the grounds crew out if need be. You don't want to just drag right through it. Our grounds crew does a great job treating it very kindly. Flying Tigers have taken the field behind their starting pitcher, R.J. Sales. Flying Tigers in their home white jerseys. Looks a lot like the Detroit Tigers' classic home script. Flying Tigers in that deep navy blue across the chest. Blue numbers on the back. The Mets in the road grays for the first time this year. Gray pants, gray jerseys. St. Lucie in blue script trimmed in orange on the front. Blue numbers outlined in orange on the front as well. And the back. It'll be Drew Gilbert, Marco Vargas, and Jesus Baez to lead it off here on what's going to be a mostly cloudy day. The team left Port St. Lucie around noon, made the two-and-a-half-hour trip over, drove left in the rain, drove through some rain, but it appears that the rain has dissipated. We should be in for a good weather night and really a fine weather series. Doesn't appear like there's a chance for rain any of the six games. I wonder what I just did to myself.
Hopefully the rain got all out of its system on Monday. I know it was raining for me down in Tampa, but forecast looks good, and that's all we can hope for right now.
Very pleasant day, temperature in the low 70s. It'll be in the mid-60s by the time the sun sets. So about perfect weather conditions here for a ball game in the Florida State League in Central Florida. All right, we're ready for baseball as Drew Gilbert digs into the left-handed batter's box to face off against R.J. Sales, about to make his pro debut, the 10th-round pick out of UNC Wilmington by Detroit last year. Hush falls over the crowd as we are ready for the first pitch. Here it comes from Sales. It's a fastball outside, and we're underway. First pitch at 6:33. It is 73 degrees and mostly cloudy at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one as the Mets embark on the first of their 66 road games this season. Game one of a six-game series here in Lakeland. Drew Gilbert takes another pitch high, and it's 2-0, another fastball. Sails from the windup, turns and fires, and Gilbert will take it for ball three a tad high. He's in a 3-0 count.
I'd love to see the Mets take advantage here and get off to a good start early. Can always be tough when you're in a new environment you haven't been in for a while. Try to get the pregame jitters out quickly.
This pitch finds its way over the plate. Another fastball at 93. It's 3-1. It's for Drew Gilbert in this minor league rehab assignment. He is now 1-for-9 with three strikeouts, looking to get on base. 3-1 pitch, and that's going to be a fastball on the outside corner called for a strike at 94 miles per hour. It is now a full count as Gilbert's kept the bat on his shoulders for all five pitches from Sales. Sales peers over his mitt, winds, and fires the payoff. It's popped up, heading straight back this way. It'll land off the roof of Jacob Marchant Stadium. That pitch appeared to be tall. Gilbert, a late swing, could have had ball four there. Instead, it'll be a seventh pitch of the at-bat coming right now from Sales. And Gilbert hits it hard on the ground through the right side for a base hit. Played by Fana out there in right field. So Drew Gilbert with his second hit of this rehab assignment. The leadoff single to start tonight's ballgame.
Gilbert said, forget the walk. I want a base hit. Did a nice job on that pitch. Middle of the zone. Drives it right into right field. Easy ground ball. 103.3 off the bat for his first hit of this game.
Oh, Marco Vargas next. That's about a best opening at bat you could hope for from the leadoff hitter, right? Seven pitches and a hit. Fastball for a strike at 93 to Vargas as he watches it go by. All fastballs so far from Sales. After missing with the first three, he's now hit the strike zone five times in a row. Gilbert, a sizable lead, not going. Pitches hit hard at the second baseman, Montilla. Throws to Hayden for one up at second. Back to first. That's in time for a double play. Montilla to Hedin to Pennington, 4-6-3. That wipes out Gilbert from the bases as Vargas hits into the twin killing.
Well, you had the great result for Drew Gilbert, seven pitches and a base hit, and then the less than ideal result for Marco Vargas. Hit it decently, but right to Montilla, which makes it a very easy double play for Lakeland to erase Gilbert's first base hit.
Yeah, Vargas, a very fast player, but that was tailor-made. He could not beat it out. Base is empty, and Jesus Baez will spoil one foul off to the right. Strike one. Baez, we can definitely see him. He's got these bright highlight-color shoes on from the right-handed batter's box. Open stance. Takes a pitch below the knees. It's one and one.
There's a couple of Mets players in the major leagues that like to do that as well, like Francisco Lindor.
From the windup, the pitch is fouled off the catcher's mask, and it goes high into the stands. Wow, what a ricochet shot. But it does appear that Anderson Delgado, the catcher, is just fine. Count is one and two on Baez.
Baez still looking for his first hit of this young season.
A 1-2 is a slider down and away. No score, two outs, bases empty, just underway on opening night in Lakeland, Florida, between the Flying Tigers and the Mets. Sales from the wine delivers, and it's pop foul back to the stands. Baez stays alive, knocking the 94-mile-per-hour heater out of play. Light crowd so far here in Lakeland. It is opening night, but it is a Tuesday as well. Some Mets fans in attendance, too, right behind the Mets dugout, third base side. Pitches a tad low as Baez squats and watches it all the way in. It's a full count.
It's also bingo night here. Did you get your bingo card, Adam?
I did not. You're just now telling me this? 3-2 pitch, and Baez will knock it out of play right side. Jake, between innings, go down and get me a card. No, you don't have to do that. This is the Mets' first trip here to Lakeland since the summer of 2023. They did not have a road trip here last year. Another payoff pitch to Baez. Baez takes it right down the middle for strike three. So the Mets worked a couple of at-bats there, but only three batters come to the plate after Vargas hits into the double play and Baez strikes out looking. Will Watson makes his season debut on the other side of the break. No score, mid one.
Flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info at stlucymets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco restaurant and patio grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam MacDonald, Jake Ricker back with you on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. First audio-only radio broadcast for us. We're back on Bally Sports Live next week. Back at home, we appreciate you, those of who are tune in on the radio side and not watch the Bally Sports broadcast on the Lakeland Flying Tigers side. Make us feel good about ourselves. I still say I hope somebody out there has figured out how to sync us up, but I don't know. I'm not smart.
I think it's possible. I've done it.
Oh, you've done it. Yeah, very nice, Jake.
The shortstop, number five, Woody Hadid.
Woody Hadid leads off for the Flying Tigers against Will Watson. Pitched in two games for the Mets last year and makes his season debut right now. First pitch from the stretch is fouled straight back. Fastball at 95. Watson, hard thrower out of USC. Looked good in his brief time with St. Lucie last year. Set from the stretch, the pitch home is chopped to first. It'll be knocked down and missed by Wilhoit. Wilhoit knocked it down and then reached for it and found nothing but air. And by the time he did pick it up, Hadeen, speedster, was already down the line. This is going to be an error on Trace Wilhoit at first base.
A little surprising for Wilhoit. He's been pretty good at first base since he's been with the Mets, something the team was working on pregame. And Wilhoit was taking a lot of ground balls over at first base, did a very nice job fielding them, but this one just eats him up a little bit.
Well, Akil Baddoo on minor league rehab assignment in the Flying Tigers system is at the plate now, but first to check in on Woody Hadeen at first base. So, Jake, you mentioned it, trying to keep guys off first base so they don't steal, and now you have a really fast guy in Hadeen, the leadoff hitter, on first, and immediately he's checked on. Watson delivers a fastball now to Baddoo, and it's down and away. It almost becomes to the point now where you get two pickoff tries per at bat, and then on the third one, you either got to get him or it's a balk. As Watson is set, pitch home, runner stays, ground ball right side, diving stop by Vargas, gets up, looks to second, throws to first, and records the out. Marco Vargas getting down and dirty this first defensive game of the year. He's able to save a hit, get Baddoo at first base, and keep Hadeen from going first to third.
Well, if you were with us last year, you know the defense that Marco Vargas can bring to the table. Really nice job to slide across, stop that ball from getting into the outfield, and then made a smart decision at deciding just to go to first base. Would have been a tough play at second, and things can get a little dicey when you try to rush it.
He did look at second, thought better of it, went right to first for the guaranteed out. Brian Servin is next. He takes a slider for a ball, a little double clutch there by Diverson Gutierrez, the catcher. Well, that was a strike, does not challenge it. So runner in scoring position, one out, no score, bottom of the first in Lakeland. Servin, right-handed batter, awaits. Oh, runner's going. The throw down to third base, not in time. Stolen base for Hadeen. That's the 18th stolen base allowed by the Mets in 20 attempts now, and that was another one where I won't say it was uncontested because the throw did come down there, but Rodriguez didn't even have to apply a tag. It was already in the books. So the Mets infield will come in now. Runner on third and one out. A 1-1 pitch is fisted foul back to the screen. Now, I was going to say, Jake, when Hadeen got on first base, before a pitch came to the next batter, Baddoo throw into first. And it's the point right now with the stolen bases against the Mets where they basically have to exhaust their pickoff attempts. Now, almost every time, you've at least got to keep them honest. A 1-2 pitch struck him out on the slider. Now Servin goes down swinging for the second out. Adin has to hold up at third base, and now the Mets have a chance to wiggle out of this after the error in the stolen base earlier in this inning. Defense gets to back up, and Carson Rucker will be the batter. Watson pulled the string on that breaking ball. Watson's first pitch home, fastball for a strike. First innings, even in the young season, have been tough for the Mets. Gave up a run on Friday night in the first, five in the second on Saturday. Trying to avoid having a first inning run scored against them for the third time in four games. Breaking ball, grounded to third. Baez charging from short. Sets the bad throw to first, and it's missed by Willoway. Run is in. It's 1-0 Flying Tigers on the Jesus Baez throwing error. It's the second error of the inning on the Mets. Baez just spiked that ball, and Will Hoyt didn't have much of a chance at first base.
Throw just did not have enough power on it, kind of rolled down onto the ground early, and that's a really tough play for Will Hoyt to even try to make. You know, a mistake, two mistakes here in this inning already for the Mets, and it's come back to cost them very quickly, trailing 1-0 now.
Yep, that inning should have been over. Now you're asking essentially Will Watson to record a five-out inning. Should have had the first batter, should have had the fourth batter. We have a pitch clock violation on Nomar Fania. Strike one, automatic strike one, as he was not alert to Watson, the pitch clock winding down. The actual first pitch is a ball outside to Fana. Carson Rucker at first base. This might be a guy you don't got to worry about stealing because he is about two steps off. Held on by Will Hoyt, but that is not a man going anywhere. Pitch coming home. Outside for a ball. Mets are up to nine errors now on the season in the first three-plus games. It's the second first inning this year they've committed two errors. Did so on Saturday night, led to five runs. Watson trying to keep it at one as this pitch is knocked out of play. Fastball up to 96 miles per hour. The good news for Watson, despite having to get these extra outs, it's only 13 pitches here in the first inning. The Flying Tigers have been aggressive at swinging early in the count. 1-0 Lakeland, runner on first, two outs. Two balls, two strikes to Fana. He fouls one away. Stays alive.
Now what's Watson doing right now? He's throwing strikes, putting the ball over the plate, and Tigers are trying to be aggressive. That's why his pitch count is so low. Just unfortunately for the Mets right now, the errors keeping them in this inning.
Watson, another 2-2. Slider down. It's a full count. And with two outs, that runner on first base, Carson Rucker, will be on the move. Maybe the lead grows a little bit. Watson solely focused on the plate right now. Time called. Rucker, or Fana at the plate. It's granted.
It doesn't look that lead for Rucker is getting much bigger even on the 3-2 count.
And he's going anyways. The pitch is swung on a miss. Bat goes flying halfway up the net past the first base dugout. Fana strikes out and the inning is over. Two strikeouts in the inning. For Will Watson, there's two errors that cost the Mets a run. We go to the second, it's 1-0 Flying Tigers.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the field.
Mets will send A.J. Ewing, Diverson Gutierrez, and Jeremy Rodriguez to the plate in the top of the second, trailing 1-0. Errors on Trace Wilhoit at first, and Jesus Baez at short, helping the Flying Tigers strike first in their home opener. Missed the pregame show. Both of these teams lost their first series of the year. Mets dropping 2 out of 3 at home against Jupiter. Lakeland on the road. Fell 2 out of 3 times to the Tampa Tarpons. Both teams, or rather, Lakeland avoided a sweep with the win on a Sunday. The Mets missed the chance to win a series with a loss on a Sunday. First pitch swinging is fouled away by Ewing. Of the four teams in the FSL East Division, Mets the only team 1-2. The other three, Jupiter, Palm Beach, and Daytona, all 2-1. Line drive caught at first base by Pennington. It was a sinking liner, but right to Pennington. Ewing, a tough luck out.
He's it through, though, on that swing, 87.9 miles an hour. It was a good swing, but fortunately for A.J., right at the first baseman makes it an easy out.
And the Mets have put three balls in play today and all in the same general vicinity over there between first and second. Diverson Gutierrez takes a fastball low for ball one. Gutierrez playing in his third game, and he has singled in each of the first two, so on a two-game hitting streak. As Sales delivers another pitch, this one inside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Lakeland is in a four-way tie for third place, or last place, whichever way you want to look at it, in the West. This ball is hit out to right center, called for and caught by Badu. A couple of quick outs as Diverson Gutierrez is retired on the fly. Again, this is such a spacious ballpark in the outfield and center, left center and right center. You really got to smack one to get it out of the range of these outfielders. Jeremy Rodriguez next. Rodriguez takes a bouncing ball foul. Rodriguez, a nice opening night, couple of hits, some nifty defensive plays at second. Struggled on Saturday night with a couple errors early and did not play on Sunday. So a couple of days off for him as he takes this pitch for a strike. Youngest player on the St. Lucie roster at 18 years old. It's a ball and a strike. R.J. Sales from the windup throws his hit to a spot at third base. Long range throw by Rucker in time. Rodriguez is retired. That's five straight now set down by R.J. Sales in his pro debut. Mid one in Lakeland, 1-0 Flying Tigers.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. Thank you for tuning in on a very pleasant evening at Publix Field at Joe Kerr Marchant Stadium in Lakeland, Florida. Game time temperature was 70 degrees, mostly cloudy, slight breeze out towards center fields. Only help hitters in this big, spacious ballpark. Franieber Montilla will lead off the bottom of the second against Will Watson. Watson, 16-pitch first inning, one unearned run. As he throws one high at 96 for ball one.
Now Watson's got some great speed on his pitches. Constantly hitting 95, 96 miles an hour.
And he comes at that like high three-quarter arm slot and be deceptive. Pitched in two games last year. Made his pro debut August 29th at home against Jupiter. Perfect inning with two strikeouts. Fastball away. And then he went on the road with us that final week of the season. And Clearwater gave up a couple of hits and a run in an inning and two-thirds. Two-one pitch is hit high into left center field. Ewing chasing, spinning around, makes the catch way off in the distance to retire Montilla. AJ got twisted, but he made the play.
He did. Off the bat, sounded pretty good. I think AJ expected that ball to carry a little more than it actually did. But good job to recover, get underneath the ball, and make a nice clean catch.
Yeah, if you're an outfielder here, you do not have to worry. If you're in center field, they're running into the wall. So you just keep going, and then you can work your way back. Ewing's had a very nice start to the season both ways, offense and defense. Garrett Pennington fouls the first pitch back at 95. We did not really see over the weekend against Jupiter the Mets pitching give up hard contact. Finally on Sunday, as this ball's fouled off, Dylan Head on his own scorched a couple of balls. But on the whole, Mets pitchers were tough to line up. It was the walks, hit batters, and the errors that seemed to plague the staff. A lot of strikeouts, 33, as this pitch is slider away. A check swing did not go, according to Jacob Ashworth, the base umpire. 33 strikeouts in three games. The Mets, including the 16K game on Saturday. 33 strikeouts, tied for with Daytona for second most in the league coming into today. 1-2. Swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Garrett Pennington down on strikes. That's the third strikeout now and seven batters for Watson.
Now Watson, again, has been excellent to start this game. He's given up his one unearned run after the two errors in the first inning, but three strikeouts already. And a couple of great pitch sequences. He's got the speed on his pitches and the accuracy as well.
So two up, two down, trying to match R.J. Sales with a 1-2-3 second. Jackson Strong, the eight hitter at the plate. First pitch to him. Fastball down, looked like a cutter. The pitch that got Pennington was the slider, same pitch that got Fana. Fly ball out of play left side. Fastball back up to 95. Ball and a strike. Two outs, bases empty. Bottom of the second inning. Game one out of six over here in Lakeland. Watson holding that glove close to his chest. Delivers home. And it's a dribbler foul off towards the first base dugout where the Flying Tigers reside. It's a packed dugout today over there, Lakeland side. Not enough room for everybody on the top rail. 1-2 coming from Watson. Pitch is high. Two balls, two strikes. It's a big ballpark, not only the dimensions, but also just the scope of the stands and the walking areas. 2-2 pitch. Struck him out with the changeup. Jackson Strong, the latest Will Watson victim. He has four strikeouts through two innings, looking sharp. in his first start of the season. On to the third, 1-0 Lakeland.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at GoToWorkHappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus, $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 Night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
Let's rejoin the voices of the Mets, Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker.
That'll be number two.
Bottom of the order batting for the Mets. It'll be Colin Howe, Trace Wilhoit, Willie Fañez. It's R.J. Sales, who gave up a single to Drew Gilbert, first batter of the game, but has retired everybody since. Including Marco Vargas on a double play ball. Here we go to begin the third. 1-0 Lakeland. Howe will take a ball up. It's 1-0. Second year here for Colin Houck, the St. Lucie Mets, but first time in Lakeland, as the Mets did not travel here in 2024. Ball fouled away. This year, we do not go to Clearwater or Dunedin, which my two favorite trips of the year. They took them away from me, Jake.
We do get to go to Fort Myers.
Okay. Look, I used to work in Fort Myers. Very fond memories there, but things don't go well when we go to Fort Myers when it comes to the weather. A lot of sitting around and a lot of not playing baseball. I think you would not like it either, Jake.
There's so many great ballparks in the Florida State League.
Pitches high to Houck. It's 2-1.
I know you're disappointed about those two trips.
I am.
But
those
are
my two
favorites.
There's
so many great ones. I mean, how could you not be excited about any of the road matchups that the Mets have this year?
2-1 pitch is hit hard and high to deep right field by Howe, going back to the track, making the catch is Fana, middle of the warning track in deep right center. Howe gave it a ride. That might have been a home run in a handful of those lovely ballparks around the Florida State League, Jake, but not here in spacious Lakeland.
Well, let's take a look. That one certainly went a long, long way. And the spacious ballpark, as we talked about, did not give Colin Houck any favors.
Jake looking it up right now as a line drive is snagged at shortstop by Hedin off the bat of Trace Wilhoit. A couple of quick outs.
The right fielder, number 22.
Exit velocity 101.5.
No distance?
Looking.
Sometimes it doesn't capture the distance. Nope.
No distance.
Yeah. Hawkeye taking a nap on the distance. It was hit pretty far, to the middle of the warning track in a very deep spot. Say at Clover Park, probably gone. Daytona, yep. Certainly. Dunedin, yeah. But we don't get to see that in Dunedin this year. Pitches a strike to Willie Fañez. We're at the ninth spot in the order. Fañez looking for his first hit in his second game. Swings over the top of a slider for a strike. Drew Gilbert, who has the only hit of the ball game for either side, is on deck. Sales, just like Watson, looking sharp right out of the gate here. Breaking ball down and in. Fañez lays off. A ball and two strikes. Pitcher's so good right now, we haven't had to have a challenge. It's like we're deep into the game with them. The 1-2 to Fanyas. That's too high. Slider didn't really slide. 2-2. Sales peers over his mitt from the wind. It's hacked foul. Fanyas gets a piece of it. That ball up around the letters. Fanyas trying to battle here. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit hard up the middle on the ground and through for a base hit. Willie Fanyas with the knock. His first of the year, and that's bookend hits for this Mets lineup. Drew Gilbert and Willie Fanyas with singles. Everybody else retired. Continue for Gilbert. He looks for a multi-hit game in his first shot.
A much needed one there for the Mets to break up that streak. Now things were looking really good for RJ Sales. I do not want him to get into a groove. A
nice at bat by Fanyas quickly behind 0-2. Laid off some tough breaking balls. That's something he could handle. Better count as Gilbert takes a strike. Drew now 2-for-10 on this rehab assignment. Nursing a hamstring injury in spring. Trying to get back up to AAA Syracuse, where it's like 10 degrees. Swing and a miss. Well, if it's 70 degrees in Florida, you know it's got to be cold up in the north. I saw today the Worcester Woosox in eastern Massachusetts just postponed the game, saying too cold, like 10 degrees out here. We'll try again tomorrow.
No, thank you.
0-2 pitch as Gilbert lays off.
Another reason to love all the Florida State League ballparks. You get that nice, beautiful weather down here.
Yeah, well, for a little bit. It's like the Worcester weather in the middle of July, I'll tell you that. Well. Fanyas, big lead. Not leaning one way or the other, though. Sales has not thrown over. 1-2 pitches high. It's 2-2, so this looks similar to the Fanyas at-bat, where pitcher Sales gets ahead quickly, but then that's patient, working it back to a even count. Sales will throw the pickoff, and Fanyas dives back in safely. Under the watchful eye of J.J., Jonathan Jones, the bench coach and first base coach. Fanyas got a little lean now towards second base. 2-2, he's running. Pitches hammered right into the ground at first base. Picked up by Pennington, steps on the bag. Pennington stepped off of first when the batter... when the runner left, and the ball came right to him. So three unassisted. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man stranded. Mid three, it's 1-0 Lakeland.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialists in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better. Move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets.
Will Watson on a nice little run here has struck out four of the last six batters. It's not shortchanging. We'll face Anderson Delgado, the nine hitter. Mets trail 1-0. as we start the home third inning. First pitch is hit hard right to Vargas, gobbles it up, drops it, picks it up, throws wide to first, and Delgado's going to reach safely as the Mets make their third error of the game. Vargas got to it in the sharp part of the grass. It was hit extremely hard, but he just juggled it around. He had time, and then he flung it away. It's going to be a throwing error. So, first time through the order, three Flying Tigers reach, all on errors.
Well, and we were looking at a great defensive play for a moment there by Vargas. That ball was hit 106 miles an hour, and he fielded it, but just rushed things a little bit too quick again. And a mistake leads to a leadoff base runner here for the Tigers.
Back to the top, and Hedin, who shoots one foul over the left side. Yeah, it was scorched, and Vargas got to it. He did not catch the grounder cleanly. Had to find it behind him, but then just couldn't make the throw when he had time. That's not often when you see an error given to a player on a ball hit that hard, but the hard part was essentially completed. Tough start for the Mets infield as three players, short, second, and first, have all committed an error. Fortunately for the Mets, as Watson delivers strike two, he doesn't seem fazed by any of it. He continues to attack these hitters with good stuff. Hedin waits on the 0-2 and lines it out of play over by the rolled-up tarp. Hedin reached on the Trace Wilhoit error to start the bottom of the first, eventually stole third, and then scored on the Baez throwing error. That would have ended the inning and kept the game scoreless.
The Tigers yet to have a hit in this game. Mets have two, but they are trailing 1-0.
Watson, the 0-2 pitch. Hard ground ball right to Vargas. Throws to second. Baez to first. Close play. Safe. Hedin beats out the double play ball. Taylor made double play. And after watching his speed down the first baseline in the first inning, he knew he'd make it close here in the third inning. And if it's anybody else on the Flying Tigers roster, it's probably an easy double play. Can't teach the speed. So it'll be a fielder's choice for six. And with Delgado out on the bases, Hedin now at first base with nobody in front of him, and the Mets expecting a steal. As this pitch is low, Gutierrez finds it in the dirt. Hedin stays put at first base. And Baez is trying to cheat towards the second base bag. He's looking at Vargas. The Mets on high alert. Watson takes a peek over there. Not running. Slider inside. Ball two. Really the first time tonight that Watson has fallen behind a hitter. One on, one out to Badu, who's 0-for-1 with the ground out. Hedin not running. Pitches hit to Vargas. He catches it, juggles it, throws to first, and doubles off Hedin. A busy inning for Marco Vargas. Caught the sinking liner. It popped up in midair after he tried to pluck it out, and he got a grip through to first to double off the runner. So he had chances for two double plays and a ground out, and he ends up executing one of them. That was enough, and the inning is over. Another hitless inning put up by Watson. No score, 1-0 Lakeland after three.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's rejoin the voices of the Mets, Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker.
We are back for the start of the fourth inning, which means it's Jake Ricker time, play-by-play for the next three.
And the first one lined into right field. Look out. Fire had to get out of the way quickly while he was making the call.
Foul ball, we should mention. Marco Vargas and peg our umpire down there. Look alive, Jacob Ashworth. Well, Vargas had to deal with a lot of hard balls hit right at him last inning, and he smokes one here to start this inning.
A lot of hard hit balls just in this game in general. It's 1-1 now to Vargas. Set in the 1-1 on the way. And it's a line drive left field. That's down for a base hit. Mets have their third hit of the game. Another good swing from Marco Vargas.
So Vargas has missed defensively a chance to turn two, made an error, did turn two defensively, hit into a double play, and now is a single. We're only in the fourth inning.
Keep up with that?
I can barely keep up.
There's a lot going on here.
For Marco Vargas in particular.
And now Jesus Baez will step up to the plate to try and get something going here for the Mets after another leadoff hit. This pitch comes inside. Baez backs off, and it's 1-0. Well, we've been talking a lot about hard hit balls. Now, this is a big stadium, and a lot of these balls can get deep. Not many home runs, especially ones hit to center field. As Baez flies this pitch in the air down towards the Tigers' dugout, it'll get out of play. So, Adam, I did some research. Do you know what the longest hit ball by a St. Lucie Met in this ballpark is?
Ever?
Ever. Well, at least
since
as far back as
the
research portal.
The tracking. Oh, I'm going to take a guess. Let's see here.
Pitch is high, snap throw to first, and Vargas is back in safely. Looked like he was going to go. Tigers called for a runner, but he did not.
Well, there's out in left field, there's the grass berm. Then above that, there's these Adirondack chair seating. And past that, there's a Corona Cabana, which has a roof. And then right below the roof is the scoreboard. And I remember seeing somebody a couple years ago hit the roof. I believe it was Omar De Los Santos hit the roof 3 years ago. That was pretty long. I've also seen somebody hit the boardwalk out in right field over the bullpens, which is extremely long.
2-1 pitch. Misses outside, and it's 3-1 now to Baez.
I'm gonna say Carlos Dominguez hit one somewhere a long way here.
You have the correct name. That is Dominguez who hit the longest home run at this ballpark. Baez flies this one in the air on the first base side. Underneath it is Pennington, and he will back into play again and make the catch for out number one.
Yeah, Vargas running on that play. Got pretty close to second. Realizing it was popped up to first base, I had to scramble back. He does. So if it was Carlos Dominguez, that was 2022. And he was the one who hit it off the roof. I believe it was like on a Sunday. I'm going to go try to find that clip.
The distance, right after this pitch, right back up the middle, hit by A.J. Ewing. That's through, and now Vargas is going to head towards third. Here comes the throw, not in time. Ewing off to second, and he's in safely.
It's good aggressive base running by the Mets. Another hard hit ball that almost took out poor Jacob Ashworth. The umpire is located between the mound and second base. A.J. Ewing buzzes his tower. And Vargas never hesitated. He went first to third. The throw by Badu. Timely, but not in time. And as soon as A.J. saw him released to third base, he knew he was up to second. So that's aggressive base running to get a couple in scoring position for the Mets.
All of a sudden now, the Mets with two runners in scoring position and one out. Gutierrez is at the plate. Infield comes in for the Tigers. Gutierrez flies this ball in the air to right field. Mana underneath it. He'll make the catch. Vargas is going to hold at third base.
Yeah, shallow fly ball to right field. Fana, I didn't think he was in a very good position to throw when he caught that, but an easy one-hop throw back to the cutoff man, and Vargas had it was right to hold up. I thought that given Marco's speed, he might take a gamble there given the defensive positioning and a missed chance for Gutierrez to drive in a run.
And that'll be Jeremy Rodriguez's turn to try and push in a run with two outs now. First pitch is taken for a ball, but a challenge here by the catcher Delgado. Of our first challenge of the game. Things have mostly flown by. Not had a challenge in this game yet.
It's on the scoreboard for everybody in the stadium to see.
And it is a ball. Did not miss by much, but did miss. Let's take a look. 0.8. And so now the Tigers down to one challenge in this game.
Mets have not had much offense this season. Four-run first inning on Saturday. Only scored in one other inning. This is a big chance for them.
Pitch on the way, and that's in there for a called strike just at the knees.
And you're slumping offense to start a season. You get a runner on third base, one out. You really want to drive him home.
Mets trailing 1-0 right now. In the fourth inning, trying to at least tie this game up. Pitch on the way, drive into center field, down for a base hit. Vargas in to score. Ewing on his way home. He will score standing, and the Mets have taken a 2-1 lead off a 2-RBI single from Jeremy Rodriguez.
Yeah, clutch piece of hitting there by Jeremy Rodriguez. That pitch caught a lot of the plate, and he didn't try to overdo it, just stroked it. Line drive straight into center field with two outs. Runners going on contact. You have great speed out there, and Ewing at second base, he scored with ease. So good job by Vargas to come through for the Mets.
Here's Colin Houck now with the Mets now holding a 2-1 lead in the top of the fourth. Runner on first and two outs. Houck takes the first pitch high for ball one.
Should say there, Jeremy Rodriguez, good job by him. That's his third hit of the young season.
A 1-0 count. Solis looks home, now comes set. And now a pickoff move to first base. Back in safely, though, is Rodriguez.
Yeah, it's kind of a slow dive back into first base. Close play, but he was safe. Mets, I think, and Luis Rivera, I think, is requesting a balk from his third base coach's box. It's falling on deaf ears.
He's not going to get it. 1-0 count to Houck. Takes this pitch. It's ball two.
But this inning from the Mets, the three hits they have, they're not cheap. They are line drives to the outfield. That's his positive development. Guys staying right on the ball.
3-0 pitch into right field. That one's down for a base hit. Rodriguez is going to head to third. Houck stops at first. And the Mets hit party continues here in the top of the fourth.
Oh, and a ball gets through.
Play at the plate, not in time. Rodriguez slides in. And the Mets have taken a 3-1 lead. So off an errant throw, heads up base running from St. Lucie. Rodriguez in to score, and Houck's on second.
Yeah, I don't know what happened out there. The right fielder, Fana, throwing to first base, and Pennington couldn't handle it. And that ball just kind of rolls through the grass between home and first base, and the pitcher, Sales has to come up with it. He flipped it to the catcher. Bang, bang, play. That call could have gone either way. And Rodriguez able to sneak the hand in there on the head first slide. And to give the Mets a third run in the inning. So that's a really poor error. Rodriguez going first to third on that nubber by Houck into shallow right field. He was alert. He was watching the whole way and saw his chance and took it.
It is great heads up base running by the Mets. I was fully expect the play to be over. But after the error, Mets take advantage. So they now lead 3-1 in this game.
There has been charged to Fana in the right field. No RBI for Houck, but hey, another ball put in play. Not the hardest hit ball, but Colin able to just drop that one right into shallow right field.
Well, here comes Trace Wilhoit now. You'll have Colin Houck in scoring position. Trying to drive in yet another run for the Mets. Pitch low, fouled off by Wilhoit. Things were moving very quickly. The Mets had a couple of leadoff hits, couldn't do anything with them, and now all of a sudden, the fourth inning, the bats have come alive. 3-1 lead. Pitch on the way. Fastball that drops in there for a strike. It's 0-2 now to Wilhoit.
I remember Sales, first time through the lineup, the number leadoff hitter and the number nine hitter had singles. Everybody else was retired. So this is the second time through the order, and the Mets making a nice adjustment here.
Chopping ground ball, that's fair. Throw from third all the way across the diamond in time for the out. Nice job by Rucker to pick up the final out, but not before the Mets are able to do some damage. They score three and have a 3-1 lead as we head to the bottom of the fourth.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
It's time to gear up for 2025, and we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
Hey, baseball fans.
So that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
Back now here as the Mets have taken a 3-1 lead. As we enter the bottom of the fourth, Will Watson right back out on the mound, hoping to continue this good start for the Mets. First pitch swung on and missed for strike one against Servin.
It's a very odd line score looking out at the big video board here in Lakeland. Three runs, six hits, three errors for the Mets. One run, no errors, one error for the Flying Tigers.
Watson set in the pitch down low. And his ball one to peel down to first, and it's no swing.
Flying Tiger mascot has a drum there. He didn't like the fact that the PA system just played the same tune that he did. He's pointing himself and said, should be me. That should be me. Here it comes after this pitch, maybe.
A timeout call here by the batter. Servin will step out. Adam, we never really got a chance to finish our conversation from last inning because things started going off quickly for the Mets in a good way.
We go off the rails all the time, Jay. It's game four of the season.
Here's the pitch from Watson. Check swing went off the bat there. So it ends up being a foul ball. The distance on that home run from Dominguez, 433 feet.
Yeah. Woo, baby.
And
yeah,
that's one that went out.
Yeah, well, Carlos, right-handed batter, that was the one that went off the top of the roof of the Corona bar.
Watson with the pitch outside. Go for a ball. The furthest ball hit by the Mets in this ballpark that did not end up as a home run was 398 feet. Ends up as a triple.
Who hit that?
That hit by Williams.
Jet? Okay.
That's Jet Williams. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Watson with another strikeout. He continues to cruise right along. He strikes out Servin, and now Carson Rucker next up to the plate.
Yeah, five strikeouts now for Will, two of them against Servin. First inning, leadoff man reached on an error. Third inning, leadoff man reached on an error. So good to start an inning with a strikeout.
Watson will step off here for a moment and reset, facing off against Rucker, who reached on an error in his first plate appearance. First pitch is chopped over high into right field. This one's going to get out of play.
Rucker last inning defensively made a really fine play, backpedaling and almost on the grass on the third base line. Throw all the way across the diamond to retire Trace Wilhoit. If that ball gets by him down the line, the Mets get another run and possibly still batting.
This pitch misses outside, and the count evens up at 1-1 against Rucker. Rucker, who is batting 400 on the season right now, has had an excellent start to this young season. Watson is set, and now the 1-1. Swing and a miss for strike two.
Yeah, that pitch at 90 miles an hour, that sinker running like two-seamer, they're having a tough time picking that up from the right side.
1-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three.
And that one more of the true slider, 85, just the bottom falls out. So six strikeouts now for Watson.
Watson continuing again to cruise along. He's got back-to-back strikeouts here in the bottom of the fourth. Now Fana will step up to the plate for the Tigers.
Should note that out in deep right center field, the Mets bullpen starting to loosen up. Watson approaching 50 pitches. Very early in the season.
First pitch to Fana misses low. It's 1-0.
Watson scheduled to start the Sunday finale in the series as well, so he'll go full circle.
He's set now with a 1-0 pitch. It comes too far inside, 2-0. And we often see this too with starters, especially early in the season, who will start these first game of the six-game series. They don't go super long, but then pitch on Sunday as well. This ball chopped right down towards Vargas. He'll flip over to first in time for the third and final out. So it's a 1-2-3 inning, back-to-back strikeouts as well for Watson. And the Mets hold a 3-1 lead as we head to the fifth.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stlucymets.com/auctions. 100% of the proceeds will go to each night's nonprofit. For questions or for more information, email auction@stlucymets.com.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now let's get back to the action.
New pitcher on the mound here for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It's Ignacio Verseno. And we'll take over for R.J. Sales. And he will face off here against Fanyas.
Briseño is a true sidewinder. He is coming in low.
First pitch is taken low, and it's ball one to Fanyas. Fanyas, who is 1-for-1 so far in today's game, takes this pitch on the outside part of the plate for strike one, 1-1. Sales, four innings pitched, six hits, three runs, two earned, no walks, and one strikeout. 1-1, misses low, and it's ball two. So 2-1 now to Fanyas. Mets have done a very good job in the fourth inning, stringing together a couple of hits and were able to get to Sales. Before that, Sales was cruising along through the first three innings. 2-1 pitch. That's a strike at the knees. Count even up at 2-2.
Briseño, a sidearm lefty. Those guys are always intriguing, aren't they?
Got
like
that
a rarity in the minor leagues at this level.
Yeah, weird arm action coming across from the right side. That pitch misses in.
And, you know, Fanyas is still a switch hitter technically by the books, but he's batting left-handed. So maybe just not quite comfortable yet from the right side.
Payoff pitch and check swing called strike three. On the outside part of the plate, Fanyas down looking.
Yeah, he was heading down to first base. He thought it was a ball. He didn't challenge.
Taking a look at the ABS system.
Oh, he should have.
He should have challenged it. It would have been a ball.
He'd been on first base.
But he does not. He saves it.
You know, he's going to go in the they have iPads in the dugout, so he's going to go in and see that. Probably kick himself.
Here's Drew Gilbert now. He takes the first pitch. He sees high for ball one. Well, the one thing we can say, the Mets have been very good at their challenges over the last two games. They were not good on opening night, losing their two challenges very early.
The game notes will tell us.
1-0 inside, 2-0 now here to Gilbert. They won, I believe it was five challenges yesterday.
Mets are Sunday game. 9-5 in challenging. That's a 64% hit rate. Flying Tigers came in at 45%. They've already lost one.
2-0 pitch is fouled off by Gilbert. 2-1.
Well, while you do the play-by-play, Jake, I'm going to search every Florida State League team and see how the Mets stack up in challenging.
I would bet it's pretty good. They've had a pretty successful 2 days of challenges. 2-1 pitch taken by Gilbert. Now sits in a 3-1 count. Pitch. That misses low, ball four. And Gilbert draws the walk. So the Mets will have a base runner after the strikeout looking on Fanyas.
And for Briseño, you know, lefty side armor comes in, faces two lefties right away and should have walked one, did walk the other. So he's not helping himself by any stretch of the imagination here.
Again, working out of the bullpen has been tough for a lot of pitchers in the Florida State League. Here's Vargas. He takes the first pitch down low. Vargas 1-for-2. He's been busy in today's game with a lot of action on defense. And a single as well in the fourth inning eventually came around to score. 1-0, ground ball. This one not going to get through. Fielded by Montilla. On to second, now to first in time for the double play. So it's the second double play Vargas has hit into. Mets still lead 3-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on St. Lucie Mets. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Back now here at Clover Park at Joker Merchant Stadium as the Mets take on the Flying Tigers.
You know how much you love Clover Park. We know it, Jake. You don't gotta tell us again.
I still think I'm back there. No, Will Watson back out of the mound here for St. Lucie. He will continue on. Face off against Montilla. Watson fires in the first pitch, and it's a swing and miss. 0-1 the count. The first road series for us here in 2025. And then after this series, it's two straight home weeks for the Mets. A one pitch misses low. Count evens up at 1-1. And so Watson now at 50 pitches. We'll see how much longer he goes with the bullpen active. 1-1 pitch. And that one misses inside.
I had bad information earlier, Jake. I said Flying Tigers were 46% challenging. Correction, that was Jupiter. Jupiter's 46%. Lakeland only challenged four times against Tampa in the previous series. 1-3. So 75%, they are the league leader. And challenge percentage is 1.
There you
75%.
Go. 75%.
Mets are in second place. But the Mets challenged 14 compared to 4.
It's been busy in the challenge department. 3-1 pitch, fouled off. Back over at the top of the ballpark.
Yes, according to this, the prior series, Tampa and Lakeland only challenged four times apiece in the three games. That seems odd to me. I don't know, maybe the system wasn't working couple of the games, or compared to the crazy challenges of 25, our series last weekend.
Payoff from Watson, fouled off. See, I just got a piece of it, so it stays full. And the Mets were busy in the challenge department along with the Hammerheads. We had a lot of things in that game, period. Challenges, the pitch clock violations, yeah. Stolen bases.
Combined pitch clock challenge. We'll let this pitch happen first.
That one right down the middle for a called strike three. Watson with his seventh strikeout of the game. He continues to cruise here in the fifth inning.
Not going
to
challenge a pitch like that. Right at the knees. It's perfectly placed, and Montilla knew it. And it looks like they're going to get Will out in a high note at 56 pitches. Louis Rivera's coming to pull the plug.
He's out to make the pitching change. So Watson, seven strikeouts. We'll end it on a high note. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets, for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stluciemets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutta Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutta Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Now let's get back to the action.
Welcome back. I'm not sure what is going on here,
Adam.
What's
going on the scoreboard?
On the scoreboard?
Like animated dancing shrimp. Whatever that noise was you heard in the crowd, Mike, that's been going on for the last minute. Mercifully, it's ended.
The Clover Park, we have banana phone. I don't think it's as crazy as what that was.
Well, Jake, I don't know, but I'll be here tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You'll leave here Sunday, so we'll have to keep each other abreast of the situation. The dancing shrimp greeting Christian Rodriguez, brand new to the team this year, just added to the roster today. Robert Dominguez, who pitched on Sunday, moving to the development list to make room.
Rodriguez will face off against Pennington. One out already in the fifth inning. Picked up by Watson. First pitch from Rodriguez. He's in there for a strike. Final line for Watson. 4 1/3 innings pitched. 0 earned runs and 7 strikeouts. Here's a fly ball into center field. A.J. Ewing underneath this one. And he will make the catch for out number 2.
And not only no earned runs, but no hits.
Number 15, Jackson Strong.
Not too shabby for Will Watson. A great outing from him. And Rodriguez will look to try and continue it now for St. Lucie. He'll face off against Strong for a second batter. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Mets lead 3-1. This pitch inside, 1-0.
Yeah, we'll see if this is a bridge situation for Christian Rodriguez. Just trying to bridge the gap between Will Watson and the long man, the piggyback pitcher. Looks like we've got a challenge by Gutierrez. Thought that high ball call was actually a strike. So this is the Mets' first challenge of the evening.
And already up on the scoreboard.
Yeah, beat the umpire to it.
It's a ball. So will not win the challenge. Both teams 0-1.
So Dakota Kilgore has only been challenged twice. Both teams wrong, so he's had himself a good game.
2-0 pitch. This one will get over for a strike. I think that was one of the larger misses that we've seen. 1.7 off of the strike zone. This one comes in low, and it's 3-1 now to Strong. So Rodriguez, who came out of the pen, threw a first pitch strike, has now fallen behind Strong. He's ready to go on the 3-1. And that's in there for a strike. Fastball at the top of the zone. So full count. Rodriguez trying to finishing off the inning. No kick and deal on the payoff pitch. That one misses low, ball 4. So Strong will draw the walk, and the inning will continue for Lakeland.
The catcher, walks were an issue for the Mets. 21 in the first 3 games of the season. Hard to go an entire game without walking a batter at any level of baseball, never mind single A, but it took until 2 outs in the 5th inning for the Mets to issue a walk. Of course, that's all Watson. Looks like Luis Alvarado, Mets' first-year pitching coach, will pay a visit with the tying run coming to the plate here.
An early mound visit, wants to make sure nothing really gets away here from Rodriguez. The Mets do have a 2-run lead here in the bottom of the fifth, but as Adam mentioned, tying run coming to the plate. They do have 2 outs in the inning, needing just 1 more.
And there's a lot of moving around out there in the Mets' bullpen. Some guys windmilling their arms, somebody was throwing a ball up against the brick wall. So Rodriguez, interesting that, you know, he's added to the roster today, and he's the first man out of the bullpen. We already saw Chandler Marsh pitch twice in three games against Jupiter, but you wouldn't think of a team this early in the stages of the season needing bullpen help. Everybody should be pretty fresh.
Meeting on the mound is over. Everybody's returned to their spots, and we're set to go. Delgado at the plate for Lakeland. Takes this pitch inside. One ball, no strikes. Delgado 0 for 1 so far today. Rodriguez set and fires this pitch high.
Rodriguez did make it over to St. Lucie last season towards the end. Pitched in four games. We really liked him. Yeah, won a game. He had a save and a 1.69 ERA, only seven hits and three runs in 16 innings. He was a pitch-to-contact type guy, 10 walks, 11 strikeouts.
It was 2-0, swung on and missed for strike one. Well, he got the first out rather quickly against Pennington after coming into the game, and then a walk to Strong. Had a little bit more trouble finding the strike zone. Got that last one on a swing and a miss, though. He is set in the 2-1. Ground ball. This one is fielded by Vargas. He will fire to first in time for out number three. That ends the inning. No damage done on the two-out walk to Strong. It's 3-1 Mets. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the field.
We had the freeze cam going on here.
You didn't really know, Jake. You're busy over there working. I'm watching, and you look at me like, what's going on? Why does the music keep cutting out in the stadium?
I was really confused. I thought something was wrong. No, it was the freeze cam.
So they play music, and they have a kid on the video board dancing. Whenever they mute it, he's got to stop, freeze. Kid did a good job.
Some fun stuff here at Publix Field. So here we go to start off the top of the sixth inning. Jesus Baez will lead it off for St. Lucie. And he takes this pitch for a called strike.
Let's see if the Mets can do some damage here against Briseño, that sidearm lefty. He's got a slew of righties to deal with, except for the man on deck, A.J. Ewing.
This pitch misses outside, and it's 1-1 now to Baez. Baez still looking for that first hit of the season. It's not been a kind start for him, but as we all know from last year, he's got a lot of great potential. He flies this one high into right field. Underneath it is Fania, and he'll make the catch for out number one.
Had to fight that a bit. And there's still a good breeze blowing out to center field. Even though we're just past twilight. Usually the wind dies down once it gets dark. But he had to make the last second lunge.
Here's A.J. Ewing. He's 1-for-2 so far today. Takes his first pitch inside, 1-0. Well, A.J. knows all about the twilight. over back at Clover Park. Got the triple, which drove in two runs to give the Mets the lead in a game that they won.
After that hit.
Swings and misses, and count moves to 1-1 now on Ewing. AJ actually asked me before the game, he had two bats, and he says, which one do I use today's game? So I feel a little bit responsible. 1-1 pitch, called strike, immediate challenge from AJ. He thinks this was outside. And we'll take a look. Mets could be out of challenges if they do not win this one.
Umpire's been good today. More drama to this buildup.
Right, this one is going to be close.
Oh.
It's a strike. Just catching the top right corner. Oh, well, actually pretty well in.
Yeah, good chunk in. Say three-fourths of the ball in, so the Mets are done for the day. Now, the good news for the Mets is that the umpire's been good, so you hope he continues to be good. Team's 0 for 3 combined.
1-2 pitch outside, and it's 2-2.
Yeah, so AJ asked you about the bat. He ran his walk-up music by me first. He said, you think I should go with this outfield your love? I said, look, from somebody in my generation, I definitely will not say no to that. Inquisitive mind.
2-2 fouled off. Look at us broadcasters making an impact on the
the best was the breakout game when Jonah Tong started for the Mets in the breakout game. A game that was televised by two regional sports networks. Came into the dugout and made sure we fist bumped him before we went out and took them out. Like, Jonah, you don't need to do this.
2-2 pitch flown into center field. Underneath this one, Badu, he'll make the catch, and that is out. Number 2 in the inning. Well, Jonah, you know, here in St. Lucie, he was very famous for his great pitching and one of his post-game interviews as well.
So, yeah, the farther Jonah Tong climbs up the ranks and when he eventually makes the major leagues, people are going to love him.
He is a fantastic pitcher and a great kid.
Yes.
Here's Gutierrez at the plate now for St. Lucie. And he flies his first pitch right into right field for a line drive base hit.
Diverson Gutierrez, that's a three-game hitting streak to start his season.
95.6 off the bat. Good swing. It's a two-out base runner for the Mets, and now Jeremy Rodriguez, who singled earlier in today's game, will be at the plate.
That's 7 hits tonight. That matches their best so far, which they did on Saturday night as well, and plenty of time to go to collect some more.
This throw misses wide here. Rodriguez will start on a 1-0 count. Two outs, runner on first. Here in the top of the sixth. And this pitch is taken for a strike.
There was some unease there from Rodriguez as that pitch came in, as he's a lefty against this sidearm lefty. I'm curious to see if that was just a ploy or if he really is troubled by that.
Fouls this one off.
Now that was one of those step in the bucket type swings, so you know, a little difficulty right now against this left-handed pitcher. He's shown the ability early in the season to go the other way with it. I wonder if he'd let it travel deep in the zone and just try to punch it down that third base side. It's wide open for him.
1-2 pitch, and it's flown into center field. Do underneath this one, and he'll make the catch for out number 3. So the Mets cannot make Lakeland pay on the two-out single from Gutierrez. And now we will head to the bottom of the sixth. New pitcher coming in for the Mets.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back now here in Lakeland, Florida. Mets for the Flying Tigers getting set here for the bottom of the sixth. New pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets, it's Edgar Moretta. And he will face off against Hayden. And we have a substitution in for the Mets as well, Trey Snyder in the game.
Yeah, he replaces Marco Vargas at second. Again, Vargas entered this season a little banged up. He's just DHing, but cleared to play the field. Very busy in the field today for the first time. So he's subbed out, and Trey is in.
This pitch comes inside and hits Woody Hayden. And it's going to be a free pass to start off the sixth inning.
Yeah, so fast man on again.
Number 38,
a couple of base runners on errors, one on a walk, one on a hit. That hit batter, that's all for Lakeland tonight. But Moretta, yeah, he got a good taste of Florida State League baseball last year. 50 innings in St. Lucie, 13 games, 11 starts. We liked his stuff. He was uneven at times as a 20-year-old, but that's okay. It's expected.
First pitch to Badu, called a strike on the outside part of the plate.
But certainly when last season ended, we thought this was a guy who could and probably should return to St. Lucie. Break camp with the full season team.
Set here for the 0-1 pitch on its way. Inside, Gutierrez, a quick pop up and a look to first, no throw.
Actually reading some prospect reports during spring training, and he was listed as a potential sleeper in the Mets system. This could be a big-time year for Edgar Moretta.
Guys, got some good stuff. And now a pitch clock violation has been issued to Badu.
Well, Badu asked for time, and either wasn't granted or he asked too late. And he certainly wasn't ready with the pitch clock winding down, so they ding him with the strike.
Badu wasn't pleased, but it's a 1-2 count now. Moretta set. Here's the pitch. Broken bat, right back to Moretta. He tried to barehand it. Now it's Rodriguez. He'll fire to first in the dirt, not in time. On a one-hop to Wilhoit. That's going to be a base hit for Badu.
Yeah, I don't know how much more the Mets could have done with that. And that's the first hit of the game, by the way. Broken bat, slow roller. And once it got by the mound, Moretta had his legs kind of tangled. He reached for it, but it got by him. And once it got by him, it was... given who the base runners were and the batter, not much of a chance. It was actually a good job by Will Hoyt to secure that bounce from Rodriguez. It was coming in hot. So a tough start here with the hit batter and that broken bat ground ball. If that broken bat ground ball goes 5 feet to the right, it's probably a double play ball. Back to the pitcher.
Zerbin now at the plate for Lakeland, and they have two runners on base, first and second, with no outs. This pitch comes inside. It's 1-0.
I mean, look, we are a long way from a no-hitter, but that's not really the one you want to give up to see that goose egg disappear in the hit column.
Broken bat, slow dribbler. It's a base hit. And now the Mets will have to deal with two base runners. 1-0 pitch, called strike. And it's 1-1.
So Moretta, the piggyback pitcher with Watson, and Christian Rodriguez bridging the gap between the two. But in a perfect world, this could be a situation where Moretta finishes out the game. Those four innings.
Fires in the 1-1, and that misses inside.
And That's really looking down the road, though. Right now it's about trying to secure this first out.
It's old 3-1 lead here in the top of the sixth. No outs, two runners on. 2-1 pitch, line deep in the left field, and this one is off the edge of the wall. Gilbert plays it on a hop. Here comes the throw in, cut off by Baez. One run in to score. Off a hot shot into left field, and the Tigers are making some noise.
Yes, for his. Unfortunately, the broken bat single was for Moretta. That one was the other way. That was absolutely smoked, no doubt about it. Off the bat, looked like a potential home run, but not enough topspin on it that it sunk down and hit at the very back of the warning track. But yeah, you're looking at now the tying run 90 feet away and the go-ahead run in scoring position with nobody out.
Runners on third and second, and now the pitching coach for the St. Lucie Mets, Luis Alvarado, is going to head out to the mound and talk things over with Moretta.
Exit velocity of that double by Servin, 102.4, hit it 355 feet, 22-degree launch angle. That was just loud, reverberated around the entire stadium.
Off the bat, thought it had a good chance to go, but thankfully for the Mets, it stayed in the ballpark. Well, how quickly things can change. It's a 3-1 lead heading into the top of the sixth, and then a hit-by-pitch, a broken bat, weak single, and then a double off the left field wall, and all of a sudden, it's now a 3-2 ball game.
Yeah, this is kind of life at this stage of the season and in singly in general. You have a pitcher like Will Watson, you know, who's just dominating, no-hit type stuff, but, you know, he's limited to mid-50s pitch count, and he's got to come out, and you just hope that the guys behind him are similarly sharp, but that has not been the case.
CL Moretta can work out of this jam. No outs, two runners on. First pitch to Rucker is a called strike, 0-1.
Been challenged by the Flying Tigers, Rucker.
Tigers already 0-1 on their challenges. Mets are out of challenges.
Oof, full ball was in the strike
zone. Full ball in. So both teams out of challenges. Both teams 0-2.
And that is... That's a really bad challenge. Again, you gotta think about where the count is. First pitch of the at-bat, and you challenge it, and it's a full ball in the strike zone. It's a pretty poor challenge there by Rucker.
0-1 popped up. This one in on the infield, ranging back is Will Hoyt. Now it's going to be Snyder. He makes the catch, and no runners will advance.
See the seagull? That ball was hit the seagull twice. There's a seagull flapping around over the first base line, and it almost hit the bird on the way up, and then it almost hit him on the way down.
And that's kind of why you saw Will Hoyt and Snyder both ranging over there. Eventually, it was Snyder who took over and made the catch.
Got a definite reaction from the crowd.
So there is one out here in the sixth. Hanna at the plate. Hanna takes this first pitch, misses low for a ball.
A bad at bat by Rucker between the lost, challenged, and then the very next pitch to pop out, couldn't advance a runner.
It was a good
take advantage of that.
Good pitch by Moretta there. It was in the strike zone, but no challenges for the Mets. Now here's a ground ball. Snyder's able to grab it, looks to home, but now we'll just flip the first for the out.
Yeah, infield playing in, and that ball was hit sharply, and Trey had to range quickly to his left. Did a nice job to stop it, looked up, twisted the body home, saw where he was, and decided to hand it off to Will Hoyt. First, absolutely the right move, and considering the Mets playing the defense in, to even get to that ball was a good deal by Snyder. So, yeah, tie game, but Trey keeping it on the infield, getting the second out, preventing the go-ahead from scoring.
Two outs and a runner on third here for Montilla. And line drive in a right field. This one all the way to the wall and gone. A two-run shot for Montilla. Fanyas made a run, but it flies over that high right field wall. And the Tigers now taking a 5-3 lead.
That ball was absolutely scorched. The only question was, did it have the height? That right field wall a long way from home plate. Scorched, but it was sinking fast. That is some raw power by Montilla to hit the ball that hard, that low, and still clear the deck.
Here's Pennington at the plate now. Takes the first pitch from Moretta for a strike. Fastball that finds the inside part of the plate. And the key now here for Moretta, short-term memory. Get this out of the inning and get your offense back up and try and retie this game.
Hey, you don't see many stat lines for home runs, stat cast lines like this. 104 exit velocity, only 21-degree launch, still hit at 350 feet. And that outfield wall has some height on it, too.
It does. Just got over.
Over 10 feet tall.
1-1 pitch, line in the left field. That's down for a base hit. This one's going to roll all the way to the corner. Here goes Pennington towards second, and he will stop there. Stand-up double.
And another fastball by Moretta that was just hammered, just like the home run. Fastball, home run was 95, this one 94. These pitches are just being grooved in. Almost both pitches right center cut. Even though you're throwing it hard, guys will line it up, and that's what's happened here. Moretta's just not hitting the spots, and it's costing him big time.
So a 5-3 Tigers lead here in the top of the sixth. Two outs, runner in scoring position on second base. Strong 0-for-1 so far today. And he fouls back the first pitch from Moretta. It's 0-1. And coming into this sixth inning, the Mets had held the Tigers to zero hits. They have four in this inning. 0-1 pitch, misses outside. It's 1-1.
Looking back at that double there by Pennington, the location wasn't bad. It was actually off the inside corner, but maybe there was a tell because Pennington was on it right away. He knew it was coming.
1-1, check swing, but it's a called strike. So Moretta ahead 1-2, a chance to end this inning and stop the bleeding.
Going forward in this game, Moretta's going to have to do a better job keeping these hitters guessing.
You can throw good pitches, but if hitters know what's coming, they can square up just about anything. Two balls, one strike. Here to Strong. Moretta is set. He looks to second. And now the throw home. Outside, 2-2. This is our wild here in the sixth. Pitch on the way, misses high. Ball three, and now a full count. Too strong. This is a tough one here for Moretta. Really want to try and pick up the out and not lose Strong to a walk and have to face a whole new batter at a fresh count. Moretta will come set. Payoff pitch. Fouled off. Strong, who just got a piece of it. There is some throwing in the bullpen for St. Lucie.
And Moretta is heading towards the mid-20s with the pitch count here in this inning. Facing his seventh batter. Eighth batter.
Second payoff. Fouled off again. And they're going to send him down to first base. It's going to be called catcher's interference.
Yeah, caught a piece of Gutierrez's glove. This is Gutierrez walking around behind the plate. I don't know if he's maybe a little shaken up there or if he's just upset with himself. Looks like he's going to squat back down with now to visit. That's another error, so you're up to four on the day for the Mets.
Things continuing to spiral on the Mets here in the sixth inning. Came in with a 3-1 lead. They now trail 5-3 and still two runners on with two outs. Here's Delgado. And he swings and just catches a piece of that pitch. It's 0-1. Reddit trying to end the inning with the Mets just down by two. A one pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. And a really nice job by Moretta after having to face a whole new batter on the catcher's interference. He's gotten ahead of Delgado here, 0-2. Timeout taken by Delgado, the Tigers catcher. He's back into the batter's box and will be set to go. Moretta set on the 0-2 count. And a fly ball that's going to get out of play over top of the St. Lucie dugout. And he continues on. Right up to 27 pitches now.
This is last batter type of territory.
Obviously would like to end the inning. Two outs, 0-2 on its way. And a line drive in a right field. Racing over is Fanyas. He dives but can't make the catch. Pennington is in to score. Stop sign goes up at third. Here's the throw. It's cut off by Gutierrez. But another run has come in to score off the RBI single for Delgado.
Oh, Fanyas did everything right. But finished the job. He timed it perfectly. He laid out. Ball was right in the mitt. It just popped out. It was scorched. He had a beat on it the whole time. Just couldn't quite squeeze it shut.
And that'll do it for Edgar Moretta. Mets manager Luis Rivera out to make the pitching change. The Mets trail in this one. We'll be right back with the new pitcher for the Mets.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stluciemets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Now let's get back to the field.
A new pitcher on here for the St. Lucie Mets. It is Josh Blump who will take over for Edgar Moretta, with the Mets trailing 6-3 here in the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, the Mets still within striking range. Can't let it get too far past this. Already five runs in the inning. Still have runners out there on the bases.
At the top of the lineup now, here's the first pitch. Gutierrez pops up right away. Looks both to first and third. No throw.
Well, Delgado thinking about running to second, stealing. And if he does that and the throw goes down to second, Jackson Strong at third base is going to come hauling home. So be careful of that situation. It's gotten many teams at this level over the years. Even if you get the runner at second base, sometimes he gets himself in a rundown long enough for the runner from third to come home and score. It's not the easiest play for defenses to execute.
This is Hayden at the plate for Lakeland. And he swings and drives this pitch into center field. A.J. underneath it. He's going to make the catch for the third and final out. So the inning is over, but the Mets give up five runs. They trail 6-3. We'll head to the seventh, see if the Mets can start their comeback.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker back with you from Joker Marchant Stadium. It's 6-3 Lakeland. Mets will be batting in the top of the seventh. It'll be Hal Quilhoy and Fanyas against the sidewinding lefty Briseño. And Hal will take a strike. So, Jake, you tried your best. I handed you the play-by-play with the Mets down 1-0. You got the Mets the lead, but you hand it back to me worse than where I handed it off to you. A tradition unlike any other. Come on.
Are we doing this again?
We got the
in
Masters
2025?
Coming up, a tradition unlike any other. And then there's that.
Well, things were looking good.
Things were looking good. And then all of a sudden they weren't. Baseball can change in an instant. Five-run sixth inning for Lakeland. They entered the inning without a hit yet in the game. Well, they had five hits in the inning alone, including a couple of doubles and a two-run homer. There was a catcher's interference, a hit batter. So if it could go wrong, it did go wrong, that inning for the Mets. The Mets still out-hitting Lakeland 7-6. They'll need some more hits if they want to come back in this one. As this pitch gets away, and it's 1-2 on Hout. So I got a text message from our official scorer, Bill Whitehead, between innings. He said, take a look at the Jupiter score in the Florida State League tonight as this pitch is a check swing. Did Hout go? Oh, he did. And Colin can't believe it and gestures down there towards the first base umpire, Jacob Ashworth. Heads to the dugout, turns back and says something else. Ashworth going to turn a blind eye to it. I thought that was a pretty clear check swing hold. Colin did too, obviously. So a strikeout to start the top of the seventh. Anyway, so Jupiter's the team the Mets played over the weekend. And, you know, I thought they had some speed. They had some interesting prospects. They obviously pitched it well. I mean, Jupiter pitched two shutouts in three games, and the other game, they give up a four-run first inning, but only two more runs after that to the Mets offense, as Will Hoyt fouls it away. Well, here's Jupiter's pitching tonight through four innings. Jupiter pitching through four innings has allowed 16 runs and 15 walks and two at batters. Where was that over the weekend? Pitched dynamite over the weekend, and all of a sudden they're playing somebody else, and then they look like they couldn't pitch in the FCL. 15 walks in four innings. My goodness, what a terrible opening night for the Jupiter fans down at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 2-1 pitch on Will Hoyt. It's a bouncer over the mound out to the second baseman, Montilla. And he handles that for out number two, and the Mets are two up, two down. And if you're the Flying Tigers and Ignacio Briseño, their pitcher, this is what you're looking for. You just had a big crooked number on offense in the bottom of the sixth, and you want a lockdown inning in the top of the seventh, and it's heading that direction as Willie Fañez stands in. Fañez hitting a strikeout tonight. He was the first batter that Briseño faced. He took a called third strike on a full count pitch that, if challenged, he would have walked, but he opted not to challenge. Accepted the strikeout. He swings and misses here. It's 0-1. Briseño's pitch, slider away. Ball and a strike. So what a game down in Jupiter. Playing Dunedin Blue Jays, by the way. Dunedin a run in the first, four in the second, seven in the third, four in the fourth. It's 16-2. Big cut and a miss by Fañez. Know where Jupiter's going to find pitching for the rest of the night and the rest of the week. Walking 15 guys in game one of a series. Tough times. Breaking ball, shot fair down the third base side. Fañez, an inside out swing. It's it right over the third base bag. Chugging into second, he'll stand up with a double. And Willie Fañez has a multi-hit game. Well, lefty-lefty matchup. He gets two strikes on him. Didn't try to overpower the ball, just pushed it right past the third base bag. Back to the top, and Drew Gilbert, who is 1-for-2 with the single and a walk tonight. Two outs, runner on second. Top seven, Mets trailing 6-3 in their first road game of the season. That's now a new season high, 8 hits. Briseño. From the stretch, first pitch, ball outside. Elsewhere in the Florida State League, Palm Beach beat Bradenton 9-4 in Bradenton's home opener. Palm Beach now 3-1, reigning FSL champions. The way they build their roster, it's advanced for this league. And they are usually a pretty formidable opponent, have been ever since the change from high A to single A. Pitch has popped up high, and it goes off the mitt of Delgado into the backstop. Fañez will scramble down to third. This will be a pass ball. Delgado couldn't rein it in. Pitch just above helmet high. And the Mets have a potential fourth run of the night, 90 feet away, as they try to turn the tide to that five-run bottom of the sixth. Gilbert takes one up and in, right underneath the chin. Or ball three. Three balls, no strikes.
The Mets will have to take it one run at a time to work themselves back into this game. Still in fairly good striking distance.
3-0 pitch, and Gilbert's going to take it for a strike. We have seen this year the Mets swing multiple times on 3-0 counts. It's not against the rules like it used to be. Drew lets it pass. He gets the same pitch. He'll be swinging. 3-1. And he takes it at the knees for strike two. That was well placed.
Changeup that just gets on the outside part of the plate and low in the zone. It's a tough pitch for hitters to see.
Payoff pitch, and it's popped up foul. This one looks like it'll reach the stands. Delgado gives it a look, but look out, fellas, down there in the fifth row. They got up and got out of the way. That's my. Those are my kind of guys. Get out of the way.
I say catch it.
Nah, you'll learn. There's a lot of things you still have to learn. No double, no back-to-back home stands. No trying to catch the foul balls in the booth.
I haven't had an opportunity to do that yet.
3-2 pitch again, and Gilbert's going to take low and in for ball four. And Drew is having his best night at the plate in the rehab. He's now on for the third time in four trips. And it looks like we're going to have a mound visit from the pitching coach, Ollie Cady. First and third with two outs. Trey Snyder is going to bat for the first time tonight. Again, he subbed in for Marco Vargas, who played five innings defensively and got three at-bats in. He's returned to the field. So the big at-bat is Trey, who has the Mets' only home run of the season, will stand in. And Palm Beach beating Bradenton 9-4 to go to 3-1. Daytona's up 7-0 at Clearwater, bottom seven. Daytona trying to go 3-1 to start the season. Well, we know that Jupiter won't be 3-1 with the 16-2 deficit and not being able to throw a strike. Fort Myers up 2-0 in the sixth against Tampa in the home opener at Hammond Stadium. I'd go to Fort Myers opening weekend. I'd sign up for that because the weather's going to be good. Schedule makers have us going there in the late summer all the time. Snyder takes a breaking ball low. There's action in the Jupiter, or rather the Lakeland bullpen. A righty is throwing. Briseño's 1-0 pitch. Snyder, big cut, home run cut, comes up empty. Trying to tie this game with one swing. Inning started with the strikeout and a ground out, but Fania singled, doubled rather, went to third on a pass ball. Gilbert walked. Briseño, a 1-1 pitch, and it's pop foul. Slider caught a lot of the plate, but Snyder couldn't square it up, and it's now a ball and two strikes on Trey. Briseño wasted no time, quickly comes set. A 1-2 pitch. Snyder takes it low for a ball two. That's a good eye. Well, looked like it was heading over the plate and dropped out right at the very end. 6-3 Flying Tigers. Runners at the corners. Two down for the Mets. Briseño from the stretch delivers. Snyder takes another low pitch just below the knees. And it's a full count. Laid off two tough ones in a row. Gilbert on first base will be running. First base in Pennington looking for direction. Should he hold them on or not? He's not. We'll play behind. 3-2 pitch from Briseño. Snyder takes it inside, ball four. Really nice plate appearance by Trey Snyder. Laid off some tough pitches there, and it looks like that might do it for Briseño, who is looking down the barrel of a 1-2-3 inning. Instead, three reach afterwards, and the Mets are trying to rally here in their half of the seventh inning at the plate. Former New York Met Rene Rivera, now managing the Flying Tigers in his first year, will come and make the pitching change. We'll be back with the new pitcher for the Flying Tigers and the go-ahead run coming to the plate.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at GoToWorkHappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus, $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 Night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more.
expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
Let's rejoin the voices of the Mets, Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker.
Jesus Baez is the batter with the bases loaded. The new pitcher is Moises Rodriguez, and he starts him with the called strike. Jesus, 0 for 3, looking for that first hit of the season. Would be no better time than right now for the Florida State League All-Star from last year, one of the best players in the league. Earned the June promotion to Brooklyn, tore his meniscus, starting this year in St. Lucie. He takes a ball. It's one and one. That's trailing 6-3, tying run and Snyder on first base. Rodriguez, the 1-1 pitch, and Baez breaks his bat, hits a ground ball to the shortstop. Hedin throws to second to force out Snyder, who was in on a headlong dive but couldn't beat it. And after all that, the Mets come up empty. They load the bases with two outs, do not score. And at the seventh inning stretch, Lakeland continues to lead 6-3.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialist in the world, backed by a team who custom-tailor your treatment. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better. Move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Akil Badu leads off the bottom of the seventh. Josh Blum will stay in the game for the Mets on the mound. And the first pitch is fouled back. Mets offense tonight had that really nice fourth inning when they strung together four hits, three of those extremely hard hit. They scored three runs. But now the Mets have come to the plate 34 innings this season. They've only scored runs in three of those innings. Great chance last inning, albeit with two outs. Looking for the breakthrough inning, though, as a strike is called. Rivera jumps out of the dugout to signal something to the defense. Badu waits on the pitch and grounds it over towards Snyder, who stabs it, throws it first, and he beats Badu by about 30 feet. And Badu had the broken bat hit that got the Flying Tigers off the Schneider. Hit, no hit through five innings. Five hits in that sixth inning, starting with the broken bat single from Badu. He's out for the third time, now 1-for-4. Final line for Edgar Moretta. He threw two-thirds of an inning, five hits, five runs, all runs earned. He did not walk a batter. He did not strike out a batter. He plunked one. Just not his night in his first game of the season. Entered with a 3-1 Mets lead and the no-hitter going, but that went by the wayside fairly quickly. Here is Servinu, cranked a double. Got the Flying Tigers their first run in the sixth inning. First run of that inning. Second run of the game. Prior to that, he had struck out twice. 2-0 pitch from Blum is fouled straight back. Josh Blum, like Will Watson from USC.
I'd love to have the Mets to have a quick inning here. You look at what they were able to do last inning. They got three batters on base. Now the base is loaded.
Slider down and in. Yeah, we know the Mets, if they're within range, can make a comeback. They did so on Saturday night.
Try to get back to the offense quickly and maybe capitalize on some of that momentum that you had.
Pitches high and in for ball four. That's just the second walk of the night. Servin will trot down to first base. One on, one out, bottom seven. 6-3 Flying Tigers. Carson Rucker will come on. Jake, I told you before the game that this place in recent memory has not been kind to the Mets. Not much success over here in Lakeland. It's interleague play. It's cross division. As this pitch is a strike on the outside corner. So we're only coming to Lakeland basically, if we're coming at all, once per year. We didn't come here last year, but we were here in 2023 and 2022. Didn't go so hot, as this pitch is a ball high. It was hot those years, but 2022, that was the championship team. The Mets' best record in the Florida State League the regular season. They were undefeated in the playoffs, won the sixth championship in team history, but went 2-4 that year against Lakeland in the second half. Series. Pop-up, foul ground, Will Hoyt in the first base coach's box. Dropped it. Off his glove, scampered at the last minute, and that's likely going to be an error, even though it doesn't lead to a base runner. It is an error. That'll be the fifth error of the night for the Mets.
Yeah, Will Hoyt looked like he was underneath it, tracking it the whole way, but at the last second, lost it.
He was
a little bit too far behind him.
Very under control, and all of a sudden, the last second lunge, he missed it, nicked off his glove. So a reprieve for Rucker, and then he takes the ball down and away. Blum, you have to take a deep breath and lock back in. Still has him at two strikes. That's now up to 12 errors in the four games on the season. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out, throw back down to first by Gutierrez. One hop into the belly of Will Hoyt, who saved an error down the line. So Rucker strikes out, no harm comes of the error.
The right fielder, number 14.
Servin stays on first base. Marfanya will come up, 0-3 at an RBI ground out. Tied the game back last inning. But, yes, that 2022 team, 2-4 in the series here in Lakeland. And then 2023, 0-6, with one of the more unbelievable losses in my time here in St. Lucie. On a Saturday night, had a two-run lead with two outs and the bases empty in the ninth inning. And despite giving up just one hit, after that, couldn't secure a win. Walks, wild pitches, pass balls, errors led to a shocking defeat. So 2-10 in this ballpark the last three seasons. 1-1 pitch is grounded to second base. Boy, second base has been busy tonight for both sides. Easy play for Trey Snyder. And that was a good inning pitched by Blum. No runs, no hits, one error, one walk, and one man left on base. We played seven in Lakeland. Flying Tigers leading the series opener 6-3.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's rejoin the voices of the Mets, Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker.
Well, the rehab day is done for Akil Baddoo. We have a new center fielder in the game, Patrick Lee, for the Flying Tigers. We're deep into the night here in Lakeland. Eighth inning, Mets trailing by three. We're down 1-0, took a 3-1 lead, but Lakeland roared back with five runs in the bottom of the sixth. Mets had a bases-loaded opportunity with two outs last inning. Couldn't cash in, and now Moises Rodriguez, who wiggled out of that jam, is back in there. First pitch ball, second pitch swinging strike to A.J. Ewing. Jesus Baez broken back, ground out to short. That ended that threat as Baez searches for that first hit this season. Ewing 1-for-3 with a single and a run. Will shoot one the other way. Fair. Past the third baseman, Rucker. Ewing will hold at first base. The left fielder strong, quickly got to that ball. Mets have done a nice job tonight. Plenty of these lefties are taking that opposite field approach. That's the third one they've shot by the third base bag, defeating whatever mini shift the Flying Tigers have put on. So A.J. with a multi-hit game, and the Mets have their ninth hit of the night and the leadoff man on for Diverson Gutierrez, who's already taking care of the hit streak. It's at three now. Swings and misses at this slider at 85 miles per hour for strike one.
I think it's the bat for A.J. that's helped him with the multi-hit game.
Bat that you chose.
No, A.J.'s done a great job. A lot of hitters in this game have done well for the Mets. They've had some good opportunities. Just need to cash in a couple more opportunities.
A foul tip strike. Strike two. Quick throw down by Delgado to first. Not going to be in time to get Ewing. That's right, Jake. Nine hits for the Mets. That's good to see. Eight singles and the Fanyas double. Difference right now in this game is there's been a home run and two doubles for the Flying Tigers. They've done some damage.
It was that sixth inning and then the missed opportunity for the Mets in the seventh inning. Those are the two biggest difference makers. But other than that, the Mets have played a good game.
This pitch is in there for a called third strike. Breaking ball inside corner. Gutierrez did not expect that location. Caught looking for the strikeout. Yeah, Mets, yeah, they have nine hits, which is really good, but just 1-for-4 runners in scoring position. They haven't had a lot of guys in scoring position. The hits have, they were either jumbled in that three-run fourth inning, or they've kind of been scattered about. As Rodriguez takes a pitch for strike one he didn't like. Jeremy today, the two-run single in the fourth to give the Mets the lead, and it's scramble home on the air in right field. A couple of batters later, Mets' most recent run. Good source of offense tonight. Let's see if he can do it again as he takes a pitch low. And he uses his timeout. Reset outside the batter's box. One ball, one strike, one out, one runner on, top of the eighth, 6-3 Flying Tigers. Moises Rodriguez set from the stretch, the pitch home, is a low strike at the knees. A head tilt for Rodriguez. Not his pitch, but now we must protect the plate. It's in the same spot. Rodriguez versus Rodriguez here. Moises pitches to Jeremy, it's outside. For ball two, even count. And Mets erasing a 5-run deficit on Saturday in their lone win this season, trying to come back from a 3-run deficit here late. Moises Rodriguez pitches, and it's called third strike to Jeremy Rodriguez. He asks for a challenge, only to be told that the Mets are out.
Well, let's take a look if it would have been a good challenge or not for Rodriguez.
Like a good pitch.
Looks like that pitch was a full ball in.
It would have been a loss if the Mets had any left. So after the leadoff single, a couple of strikeouts, Ewing is running. Pitch is a ball throw from Delgado, skips away. It'll be tracked down in shallow right field by Hayden. A stolen base for A.J. Ewing, his second of the year. And a offline throw, one hopper that was kicked away. So Ewing finds himself in scoring position, and with Houck at the plate, the Mets' two high school draft picks from a couple of years ago can combine here to get Ewing home. That would give the Mets a better chance. As this pitch is in for a strike to Houck, 1-1. Collin today, 1-for-3 at the single, fly out into strikeout. Mets have only struck out 5 times tonight, but 2 of those strikeouts, the last 2 batters. 1-1 pitch is rolled over foul towards the third base dugout, Mets side. And it's 1-2. Rodriguez coming set from the middle of the rubber. Fires home, and Houck strikes out swinging on the slider. 3 consecutive strikeouts for Rodriguez. After the Flying Tigers only had 3 strikeouts as a staff coming into that stretch. The Mets go down quietly in the home eighth, strand a runner in second. Now we go to the home eighth. It's still 6-3 Lakeland.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
It's time to gear up for 2025, and we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
Brent Yerber, Montilla. It's the game's only home run, 2-run shot for the lead back in the sixth. We'll come back up for the first time and swing and miss at a Josh Blum pitch. Blum has pitched well since coming into the game for Moretta. An inning in the third, hitless, scoreless, the walk and a strikeout. Mile high foul ball hit to the right side. Mets will give it a look, but that one's into the stands. Now it's attendance tonight on opening night for Lakeland, 549. Curious to see if later in the week, when the weekend rolls around, first weekend of Flying Tiger baseball at home, if the folks don't start to come out. Just thought Tuesday was kind of a tough opening day for a minor league team.
I haven't heard anybody say bingo yet.
I've seen the dry erase board down there. We've had a foul ball here that hits off of Montilla's front leg, and he is down. He is down, sitting in the left-handed batter's box. Trainer's going to come out, and he's grabbing at his back of his knee. That's an all-time type of foul ball. I'm not sure how physically you do that, but he'll be checked by the trainer and his manager, Rene Rivera. And he's flat on his back right now. While they check on him, we will check on what's happening in Jupiter. What's the walk count now? It's 19 walks for Jupiter through the top of the fifth. 19 walks in the top five. I mean, we are closing in on almost the ninth inning, and they are not even halfway done. And their game started 4 minutes before ours did.
That's a lot of walks.
That's a lot of walks. That's not good. And you just wonder how in the, like, this is how crazy minor league baseball is at this level. You got a team like Jupiter, which pitched two shutouts in three games on the road, goes home and walks 19 in five innings.
Now the question that I have in my head is, what is the most walks in a nine-inning game?
Ooh.
Research time.
I know the Mets, it was 18 and nine-inning game. I know the Mets record off the top of my head both ways, issuing walks and taking walks as this ball is fouled away. We've resumed play as Montilla appears to be okay. Mets against the Tampa Tarpons in 2021. Walked 18 times at home. That was the year that we returned from the canceled COVID season, so guys were extremely rusty. We dropped down from a high A to single A, so the guys were younger as Montilla strikes out swinging the pitch by Blum. And also we had the ABS system automatic balls and strikes being called. No challenge system, just black and white. The computer was calling every pitch, and the strike zone was the width of the plate. There was no wiggle room either way, which, you know, that's tough for pitchers that's at this level, especially that year. So there were a lot of walks that year. There was 18 walks drawn by the Mets that day. And then the record for most walks issued by the Mets was also 18. That was done in a game two of a doubleheader on the road. Ground ball out to short. Garrett Pennington has hit it right to Baez, who handles it. Easy one for Baez. Two up, two down. So, already more walks in this Jupiter game than any involvement in the St. Lucie Mets game. Ways to go there. Just play a little game here, Jake. Bottom of the fifth. Dunedin still's got about four more innings. What's the final count going to be?
We're at 19 walks right now.
I'm going to say 27. I'm going to say they go under the pace.
Eight, I'm going to go walks. I'm going to do the...
You going to give me a number that starts with three?
No, I was going to go the Price is Right route and go one above you.
Go one
okay. 28.
28. Okay. Jackson Strong, the batter, has reached two times in the last three innings as he grounds one foul, once on a walk, once on a catcher's interference. Blum, meanwhile, is now a strike away from a 1-2-3 inning after Strong just hit one foul. Will Watson pitched a 1-2-3 inning in the second and the fourth. So the USC guys having a good night. 1-2 pitch, fouled away. One hit off the umpire's shin guard. Mets in the top of the ninth, down to their last three outs, trailing by at least three. They'll send Will Hoyt, Fanyas, and Drew Gilbert to the plate. See if they have a last-ditch rally in them. Their first road game of the season. Trying to avoid potential first losing streak of the season. 1-2 pitch. Inside. So maybe trying to exorcise some demons of St. Lucie teams past in this building. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch from Blum is hammered into right field. That's fair and rolling down the line. And that is into that area where we could see a triple. It's a long run for Fanyas. Strong digging for three. Will head back and some groans from the crowd. They wanted to see it. And he'll stop with the double. Well, two outs, already in scoring position with the double. Didn't want to run the risk. Fines did a nice job to gather that ball deep into the corner. And it's past 340 down there, and most ballparks are, you know, 330 down the line. That extra 10 feet, 330 to 340, can make the difference between double and a triple. And certainly the way Strong was running out of the gate, he was thinking three. Good job by Fines to dig it out and make him think twice. So it won't be a 1-2-3 inning for Blum. Delgado's due to hit. Luis Alvarado, the pitching coach, is out for another mound visit. While he does that, a chance to catch you up around the Mets organization today. New York Mets, red hot, won their sixth straight today. Beat the Marlins 10-5, a game that was moved up due to weather. Played at 4:10. The Mets offense, the Mets have been doing just enough on offense to back up the great pitching. Today, the offense puts up a 10 spot. In that game, Mets, Juan Soto, a couple of hits, Pete Alonso, two more doubles. Now Pete's now got five doubles on the season. Brandon Nimmo, also a double. The Mets hot at home. The home fans at Citi Field, a lot to be happy about. They've not lost a game yet in Citi Field. Mound visit over. Batter is Delgado, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Two outs, runner on second. Flying Tigers lead 6-3 in the eighth. And Delgado will take a strike, and the head tilt didn't like the call. Lehigh Valley beating Syracuse in AAA action 3-2 in the eighth. Binghamton's home opener postponed today, postponed early. And that announcement before 11 o'clock. Foul ball is fouled back, or ball is fouled back high off the screen. Hopefully better weather for Binghamton tomorrow.
Well, Adam, I've done some digging. And now the research portal is not perfect. It goes back as far as 1901. And it seems as this is a record for most walks in a single game.
50.
No.
Pitches flown to left field. Gilbert underneath makes the catch and side retired. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man left on base. Jake's going to give you the answer when we come back. It's called the tease, folks, in the business. 6-3 Lakeland, top of the ninth next.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's got to be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stlucymets.com/auctions. 100% of the proceeds will go to each night's nonprofit. For questions or for more information, email auction@stlucymets.com.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Fort St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now let's get back to the action.
Shea Timmer, the new pitcher for the Flying Tigers, in for the ninth, a save situation for the 22-year-old from Salt Lake City. Played his college ball at Salt Lake Community College. Will face Will Hoyt, Fines, and Gilbert, 8-9-1 in the Mets order. Christian Rodriguez did a nice job. Rodriguez did a nice job. Had Christian Rodriguez pitch, Moises Rodriguez pitch, Jeremy Rodriguez hitting. trying to keep them all straight, but inning in a third, scoreless for Rodriguez. Will Hoyt 0 for 3. He'll take a fastball at 96 right in there for strike one. Mets down 1-0 early, took the lead with three runs in the third, held that lead through five, but five-run bottom of the sixth, the difference right now. The score is 6-3. Demers' next pitch is inside for a ball. This is Timmer's second game this season. He pitched over in Tampa last week. Pitch is a ball. It's 2-1. Well, Jake, you've done the research. I'm going to trust that it's accurate as Will Hoyt takes a close pitch for ball three. The record for walks in a game by an individual team in what, pro baseball, minor league baseball?
This is the Florida State League.
Oh, the Florida State League.
In
okay.
Single A, just single Florida A. State. We'll take a look at the pro baseball later. But
as Will Hoyt draws ball four, so took a really good-looking strike from Timmer for ball strike one. First pitch of the at-bat, and then the next four were no good. And the Mets need base runners. They want to come back.
So the Hammerheads, according to this, have set a record. The highest one, is, as you mentioned, was both involved with the St. Lucie Mets at 18 walks by a single team in a game. Now, the most walks combined by two teams is 29.
Ball one high delivered to Will Hoyt. Well, Dunedin and Jupiter are the teams playing tonight, and Jupiter's walk 19, Dunedin 7, so that's 26. Heading for the record as Fanyas takes a strike. That breaks the streak of five consecutive balls thrown by Timmer. All fastballs so far. Fanyas having a good day, 2 for 3. The Mets' lone extra base hit a double last time up. Timmer from the stretch. Fanyas pops it foul. That'll reach over the stands, off the roof. Ball in, two strikes.
The most in single A is 20 walks by a team. And the most in baseball once this loads.
1-2 pitch. Breaking ball for the first time stays high. We'll say Lakeland still has a challenge dangling out there. Mets went 0 for 2. Lakeland 1 for 2. Timmer delivers, and Fanyas pops another one foul off the roof.
Fanyas has had a really good day today, too, both in the field and at the plate. 2 for 3 so far, double and a single.
Timmer's pitch. Slider down and in. Fanyas spits on it. It's a full count. We got a big pitch coming here. Timmer's not going to want to walk him and instantly bring up the tying run. Payoff pitch. It's hammered into right field, sinking fast down for a hit. Willie Fanyas, 3 for 4 now. The Mets' first three-hit game of the season. Got a pitch he could handle and just walloped it into right field. So here come the Mets, down to their last three outs entering this inning, have set the table. The 8 and 9 hitters walking and singling. Back to the top, and Drew Gilbert, he's reached three times. That was the Mets' 10th hit of the night. Again, they've done pretty good in the department of getting on base, getting hits. They haven't quite swung the bats with the runners in scoring position yet. That's basically the last box to tick. 1 for 5 in those situations. They're going to get cracks at it here. Quick mound visit between Delgado, the infield, and Timmer. No coach involved. Gilbert, 1 for 2 today. He has a single. In his last two plate appearances, he has walked. First pitch. He fouls it straight back. Came right at him with the hard fastball at 95.
You know, walk is not a bad thing at all for the Mets here. If Gilbert can draw another one of those, just continue moving the line best you can. And the most important thing is to avoid that double play ball.
0-1 pitch. That fastball wrapped in for a strike, and it's nothing and two. But Drew thought it might have been high.
Very close pitch. Looks like it did just clip the top of the zone.
0-2 is the count. The pitch from Timmer. And Gilbert hits it hard, and it's going to squeak through the left side for a base hit. Will Hoyt's going to hit the bag at third and go home. He scores, and it's 6-4. All right, Drew Gilbert just skirts it by the shortstop, Hedin. And the Mets have a run here in the ninth, and they have the tying run on first base. Walk, single, single.
Don't count the Mets out just yet. We talked about how in the seventh inning they had a big opportunity with the bases loaded, couldn't quite cash in, nothing much in the eighth, but now in the ninth, they're sending guys to the plate and getting them on base, still nobody out.
Trey Snyder next. He's got a walk tonight in his one plate appearance. First and second again. Snyder takes the slider for a strike on the outside corner. And Drew Gilbert, five times up, four times on. Good day for him. Sluggish first two games of this rehab assignment. Timmer's pitch. Fastball down and out. One and one. Baez lurks on deck, and you wonder with how good of a player he is and how cold he's been to start the season if he's just not due to get a hit in his next try. Big lead for Gilbert at first, not being held on. The pitch comes home, and it's a big cut and a miss by Snyder. On the slider, one and two.
Looked like he really wanted that one. A slider that was top of the zone, took a big cut, tried to drive it out of the park.
The ball in, two strikes. Shea Timmer set. And he'll throw a pickoff back to second, safe. Vanya's got back in there. Crowd oohs and ahs, but that was not particularly close. Concern would be more about runner on first. Fanius at second. That run doesn't matter much. Pitch home, and it's a ground ball. Weakley hit out to short. Runner goes to second. He's out there. One play made by Montilla on the slow ground ball. Picks it up himself and steps on second base to retire Gilbert. It's a fielder's choice for an assisted. That ball hit too slowly. The shortstop, Hedin, couldn't get there to the base. Monty, instead of trying to wait for him to throw it over to the shortstop covering, just took it himself for the out number one. So Fanyas made his way down to third. Snyder's now on first base as the tying run. Baez at the plate, and Baez takes the breaking ball for ball one. And the Flying Tigers didn't challenge that. Like it was going to be in the over the plate, and it was a strike. Not called so. Could have challenged. Baez 0 for 4 today. 0 for on the season as this pitch is up high. It's now at 0 for 11 with the walk, so he's way overdue for as talented as he is. As he is. Mets trailing 6-4, one out, top nine, runners at the corners. Timmer the pitch. Baez big cut and a miss. Going for the downs. Trying to give the Mets the lead with that swing. He was sitting dead red with the 2-0 count. Now it is 2-1. The pitch. Baez fights it off foul, and it's an even count. Two balls and two strikes. I'm stirring in that Flying Tigers bullpen as there's a lefty warming up. Just started. A.J. Ewing, the lefty, on deck. I wonder if that's not the eventual matchup. But first, the 2-2. Baez looks at it down and away. Full count. And now Snyder on first base as the tying run. This might be prime time to take off. See if the Mets put him in motion. Timmer's set. The payoff. It's hammered to shortstop. Hedin flips to second. On to first. Easy double play to end the game. Hedin to Montilla to Pennington. 6-4-3. Twin killing. And the Mets rally is snuffed out by the Flying Tigers defense in the top of the ninth. Oh, it looks so promising with the Mets getting a run before they made the first out. First and second, nobody out. They had the guys coming up in Snyder and Baez, but a ground out and a double play ball will finish it off. The Mets end up hitting into three double plays into this ball game, and they fall 6-4 in the opener for the Flying Tigers at Joker Marchant Stadium. Mets now dropping to 1-3 on the young season. They have lost two in a row. Winning pitcher in this ballgame, Ignacio Briseño. Losing pitcher, Edgar Moretta. Wasn't pretty, but Shea Timmer does get the save. Mets end up going 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position. We'll take a break, come back with the postgame show to wrap up Lakeland's 6-4 victory over the Mets on this Tuesday night.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium in Lakeland, Florida. Adam McDonald and Jay Kirker with you, wrapping up Game 1 of this six-game series. The Flying Tigers beat the Mets 6-4, a very entertaining game. Saw the Mets go down early, take a lead in the middle portion of the game. Lakeland quickly responded to take the lead and then held off the Mets in the last inning, as the Mets had first and second, no outs, down two. But two batters later, the game was over on a fielder's choice ground out and a double play. Mets offense, a mixed result in this game. They had a season-high 11 hits, four runs, but unfortunately, hitting those double plays, those can quiet rallies real fast. A lot of balls there hit on the ground. You know, modern baseball, you got to hit the ball in the air. So 6-4 the final. Mets drop to 1-3. Lakeland will improve to 2-2 on the season. Let's get to the scoring summary now. We will start in the first inning with Lakeland. The very first batter, the Flying Tigers send to the plate, Woody Hedin, hits a ground ball to first base to Trace Wilhoit. He makes an error. Will Watson tried to pitch around it, got the next two, but Carson Rucker did a ground ball to Jesus Baez. Routine. Baez spiked the throw. Another error in the inning, and Hedin scored for a 1-0 lead. In the fourth inning, the Mets would hit the ball hard. Four hits in the inning, three extremely hard hits, singles for Vargas, Ewing, and then a two-run single for Jeremy Rodriguez to give the Mets the lead 2-1. Next batter, Colin Houck, hits a single. Jeremy goes first to third, and he's got the watchful eye. Watched the bad throw come in from right field. He scampered home beat the tag of the catcher with the head first slide. At that point, it was 3-0 Mets. Will Watson returned to the mound in the fifth. Got a couple of batters out. Or got a batter out there. Turned it over to Christian Rodriguez, who got through the rest of the inning. So the Mets took that 3-1 lead to the bottom of the sixth inning, having not yet given up a hit. But that's where it unraveled against new pitcher Edgar Moretta, who just didn't have as good stuff today or his location. As the first batter he faces, Hedin, he plunks, then gives up the broken bat single. Some tough luck there. But then Brian Servant hits an RBI double. There's a run-scoring ground out that tied the game for out number two. And then Montilla crushes a two-run homer to make it a 5-3 lead for the Flying Tigers. There's a double, a catcher's interference, and another RBI single by Anderson Delgado to push the lead to 6-3. By that point, Moretta was taken out of the game. Mets nearly responded the next inning, trailing 6-3 in the top of the seventh. They loaded the bases with two outs, but Baez hit into a fielder's choice ground out, and the Flying Tigers got away with that one. Then in the top of the ninth, Will Hoyt starts the inning with a walk. Fania singles for the third time in the game, third hit of the game. Drew Gilbert hits a single, his second of the game. That brings home Will Hoyt. It's 6-4 Mets. You got Fania at second, Gilbert at first base. You got Snyder coming up. He hit into a fielder's choice softly out to second. That set up runners at the corners. Mets still got the tying run there on base, but Baez hits in the tailor-made 6-4-3, just chopped it right to the waiting Hedin, who made the easy flip to second. Montilla flipped to first, and just like that, the game was over. Moving to the box score now for the Mets, Drew Gilbert, 2-for-3 with a couple of singles and a walk. And, two walks for him and an RBI. Marco Vargas had a hit. A.J. Ewing, a multi-hit game. He's now hitting 364 on the season. Findings from the ninth spot goes 3-for-4 with the double. Other hits from Gutierrez, who now has a three-game hitting streak. Jeremy Rodriguez picks up a couple of RBIs. Colin Haupt had a hit as well for the Flying Tigers. Again, it took them until the sixth inning to get their first hit. And then in that sixth inning, they collected five hits. They only had one more the rest of the game. No multi-hit games for Lakeland. Pitchers in the game, Watson was excellent for St. Lucie. 4 1/3 hitless innings, no earned runs, no walks, 7 punchouts. He had the good stuff tonight. Christian Rodriguez, the bridge pitcher, got 2 outs there to finish out the fifth. Moretta takes the loss. 2/3 of an inning, 5 hits, 5 runs. He did not walk a batter. He did not strike out a batter. Blum, 2 1/3, 1 hit, shutout innings. So good appearances there by the Trojans as Watson and Blum combined for 7 innings of 1 hit, no earned run, baseball, and 9 strikeouts. For Lakeland, Sales looked good early. The Mets finally got to him, but he's off the hook. 4 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. Briseño, 2 2/3 shutout for the sidearm lefty. He gets the win. Moises Rodriguez gets the hold, an inning and a third shutout. Timmer, it wasn't pretty, with 2 hits, a walk, and a run, but he made the pitches when he had to. Picks up his first career save. Ball game played in 2 hours, 39 minutes in front of 549 people.
You know, overall for the Mets, there was a lot that they did well in this game. You look at Will Watson, the 7 strikeouts, 0 earned runs. That was fantastic. Pitching overall was pretty good. They had a lot of good offensive opportunities. They scored some runs in this game, 11 hits, as you mentioned earlier, Adam. They had a rally going there in the ninth inning. But the problem is they had a couple of big blunders, whether it was the errors early on that gave the Tigers their first run. Moretta obviously did not have his stuff that he had hoped for today, and they're just not able to overcome those bigger issues. But again, you look at what they did in this game, there's a lot of positives. And if they could build off of that and play a little bit more of a cleaner game moving forward, there is no question this team can pick up some wins and potentially win a series here at Joker Merchant Stadium.
Yeah, and I think that's a theme we've seen over the last couple of years with this young St. Lucie Mets team, and it's young again, is that it's proven hard to put together a complete game, 9 full innings. I think the team, if you ask them today, probably tell you they played, you know, a 7 or 8 inning game. They pitched it well except for 1 inning. They hit the ball well except there in the 9th inning. They couldn't quite get over the hump, so they hit it well for most of the innings. They pitched it well for most innings, but you know, it's tough in baseball. You got to do it for all 9 if you want to win consistently, and They came that close. So we'll see what it's like going forward. But these two teams seem pretty evenly matched. After watching the first game, we'd expect a fun series here at Joker Market Stadium. The Mets have some work to do if they want to win the series. Lakeland, of course, now they'll look to win the series after they take game number one. Game number two will come your way tomorrow at 6:30. Jake Ricker is off until Sunday. I'll be calling the game on the St. Lucie Mets radio network tomorrow through Saturday, and then Jake will have Sunday by his lonesome. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game. This post-game show and this broadcast, once again, your final from Lakeland, Flying Tigers 6, Mets 4. For Jake Ricker, I am Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. We hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.